Commiserations. You must be gutted.
Gutted. Yeah, it's a horrible feeling when you lose a game in that manner, especially one where I thought we were very good.
You did create a lot of chances, didn't you? So it just makes it doubly disappointing, doesn't it? It was a good performance.
It does, but we can't lose track of short-termism. You know, we can't think, oh, well, we're not won this game. Like, we've got to make sure that we take care of, you know, the 42 games that we've got left. Like, yeah, that's really important. You shouldn't be so narrow-minded. We can't get narrow-minded. If we feel as though we're going in the right direction, then we'll turn this performance that we've had today into a positive result. And we've got to make sure we're mindful of that.
Are you going in the right direction?
Oh, definitely, 100%. I think there's big improvements with the way that we're playing. You know, it's just a matter of making sure that we're better in both boxes with the concentration and the skill and speed in both boxes.
A word about Conrad Logan. And what a great performance.
It was a good performance, I must admit. Yeah, he made two tremendous saves, one of the penalty and then one late on. But I think we can do better at the goal.
Do you think then that the goal was his fault?
No, definitely not his fault.
Who do you blame for the goal?
One of the defenders. It was his responsibility to mark their player, and he's nowhere near him.
So is Conrad Logan the number one now?
I've got two number ones.
So what about, you made four changes. Were you happy with the way the team played?
Yeah, there's a certain way that I do things, and I think, you know, we've got to get back on track with doing that. You know, we're a pressing high tempo team, and we've got to make sure that we do that regardless of who we're playing. And, you know, it's my way or the highway.
QPR next in the EFL Cup. Big test against the Championship side, looking forward to it.
I've been really impressed with QPR. I've been impressed with Jimmy and the way that he's done things. You know, so I am looking forward to it, because I was only noting a couple of weeks ago when I saw them comfortably beat Leeds, how impressed I was with the fitness, the application, the way that they did things. So it's going to be a difficult fixture, but we're really looking forward to it.
And then you've got another home game in the league next Saturday, yeah. AFC Wimbledon. Big chance for you to get that first win.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We want the first win, there's no question about that. We don't like to be in the position that we're in where we've not won the game yet. But, you know, there is a little bit of pressure on it, and I want the players to accept the pressure. There's pressure in life. Feeding your kids is pressure.
I mean, it's still early days, obviously, so, you know, there's no time to panic yet. But is it a bit of a, you know, you've got to get that first win? Is it a bit of a...
There's no buts, full stop. Yeah. You know, this club, historically, we're fighting against the history of this football club, League Two. You know, but it's getting harder and harder and harder for us, from a monetary sense, to retain our League One status. But there's no excuses. I feel as though we've got a good enough squad to at least retain our League One status. You know, but we're not in the last 10 games of the season where we're sat at the bottom of the table, you know, really panicking about, you know, where we're going to get the next points from. That's where, as a manager, you would tend to panic if you sat adrift 6 points going into the last four, five, six games of the season. That's where you tend to panic. And we're not running out of games at the minute. We're running into games. So that's where it's positive from my perspective.